We are learning Maseches Babasra, Daf Kufnun Gimel Amud Beis. We are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Loi kosa bo shchimira. We had here a shtar. A guy walks in with a shtar that says that he's getting all the nechasim from, let's say, Reuven. So Shimon walks in, he has a shtar. Reuven's getting all the nechasim. And doesn't say in the shtar if he was a shchimira or not. Doesn't say anything. Loi kosa bo shchimira. Reuven says, because Reuven right now is better, so Reuven's saying, what do you mean? I wrote that when I was a Shchimira, so then I'm Chayzer. And they're saying, oh, look, you're a Bari, you wrote it when you were Bari. You're healthy now, you wrote it when you were healthy. And obviously they made a Kinyan here, because if they make a Kinyan, then it's not a Matnas Bari. So he made a Kinyan here. And the Shchimira is tying that the loch is that even if I make a Kinyan, if I give away all my Nechasim and I get better, you're Chayzer. But the receiver is saying, Shimon is saying that it's a matnas bari. So what's halacha? Sharuch lahavi raya shchimira haya. The Rameir. Meir holds that Shimon has to bring the raya. The receiver has to bring a raya. The opposite. That Reuven has to bring a raya. And they use the shchimira. If not, Shimon gets it. The receiver gets it. The receiver wins. The one who's giving it, the original owner has to bring a raya that he wrote it while with the shchimira. So sharuch lahavi raya shchimira haya. The Rameir. You go back to the Cheskes Mammon, the one who owns it originally, he's the one who's the Chazaka, and the other guy's being a Raya. Now, what type of Raya are we talking about, and what's the Bia Machlaikis? We're going to have to wait to Daf Kufnun Dalam Aleph to explain clearly the Machlaikis between Rav Meir and the Chacham. But we have the Machlaikis Meir Chacham. Who wins? Does the one who's giving the Matana win? That's the Chacham hold, he's the Muchzik, and the Rameh holds, no, the guy who has the Shtar, and he has the Matana, he says, what do you mean? I say you're a Bari, bring a Ra, you're a Shchimira, and then you get it back. Talk to Gemara. Ahu Matanta, there was this Matana, the Shtar, Shtar Matana, Davik Sivba, said in the Shtar, Kadava Kotzev Rami Ba'arse. It was this Taka Shtar that said that it was given to him when the Chayla was a Shchimira, they used to write a star. This is a star of the Beis Star Raya. A lot of times the Edim, after the Shchimira died, the Edim wrote up a star and said that this fellow, while he was sick, he gave up all his chasim to Shimon, and he died. He subsequently died from this sickness. That's what you said a lot of times in the star. This star was missing that part. It just said that Reuven wrote a star to Shimon while he was sick. And now, the shaila is, there's an argument over here. The Yerushim are tining, he's not alive anymore. The Yerushim are saying that from that sickness they wrote that star, he got better. He got better. And therefore he was chayzer. And that belongs to us. That's the Yerushim are tining. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos speaks out. Tosfos speaks out. Tosfos speaks out. Yerushim are yitainim sh'omad. He got better. V'apish lo yitainim sh'chazaboy. D'vaki sh'omad m'stomad v'adi chazaboy. He said he got better. That's the Yerushim are tining, that he got better. And the Balash, the guy who was holding the star, says, what are you talking about? He died from that sickness, and this is mine. That was the Shaila. So Shaila came from a Rabbah. So Omar Rabbah, Rabbah Paskin, Harei Meis, right now he's dead. Right now we have a grave, he's dead. So if he's dead, we could assume he died from that sickness. We have two things in front of us. We have that he was sick at one point, it says clearly in the star. And second of all, we have that he's dead right now. He died. So something called Chazaka Dahashta, right now he's dead. So we can assume that he probably died. People just don't just drop dead. They usually get sick before they die. So we can assume that he died from that sickness since he's dead right now. So therefore, Rabbi said, the halacha is that it's a good matana. Why? Because L'maisa Chazaka Dahashta. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya Kasha and Rabbi. And Rabbah's not going to answer back. We'll say over a rosh how Rabbah learned. Omalei Abaya. Abaya asks a kasha on Rabbah. Hashto, the loch is that if someone goes on a svina and it got lost b'yam, the loch is that the wife has to go l'chumra. For example, the case is the Gabi Chuma. That if it's a bas koyin married to Yisrael, and Yisrael went on a boat and he disappeared. So usually if a husband dies without children, the Bas Koyin can eat Chuma again. Here we say, no, Bas Koyin, your husband's still alive, you can't eat Chuma. And if the opposite is the case, that a Bas Yisrael was married to a Koyin, the Koyin was on the boat, we say, Bas Yisrael, you can't eat Chuma anymore, because maybe the Koyin died. We go to Chumra when it's on a boat. But it's still a Suffolk. So Abai is like this, Mas Svina Sherubim L'Abed. Most people who get lost on a svina die. Still, noisim love chumri chaim and chumri meisim. Still, we are choishes maybe he's alive. Choilin, sick people, shuroiv choilim lechayim. Most people are sick. Go lechayim, they land up living, loik hol shekein. Of course, the halacha should be that if roiv choilin lechayim, loik hol shekein, of course, the halacha should be that we are assuming that he lived through that sickness. And since he lived through that sickness, so Bai is asking Rabbah, I understand what you're saying. Mehecha Teisei died in that sickness, usually gets better. So if usually gets better, so then, why are you saying that the receiver wins? Maybe he got better from that sickness. That's what Abaye Taina. So what does Rabbah say back? Rabbah didn't answer back. Zok to Rosh, that I'll read to you inside, that L'chair Abaye's Kasha is not so on target. According to Rabbah, at least. It says, V'rabba l'choshes l'chubas Abaye. Why? D'loy dami. It's not similar. Hasam loy re'inu ois amesim. By the boat, you don't see him dead. L'kach islamem Hashem and itzom, I got it saved. L'hocha vade meis. He died. He knows he's dead right now. V'islamem ashton esrape, elameis sechayli. So don't tell me, roiv choyle l'chayim means if he's, you know, if you don't know if he's dead or not. So go as a roiv. Here we know he's dead right now. So don't bring out roiv choyle l'chayim if he's dead right now. And therefore, it's not a raya in the case of the boat. The boat, we don't know what happened at the end. Here we know what happened at the end. So therefore, we could say that's what Rabbah's tying the back is. But Kapanim, Rabbah's sheet is, you go bust a chazaka, the hashto, and Abaye argues on that. So soon we explain that really it's tanoim by chazaka, the hashto, and Rabbah's going according to that man, the Yama. Om Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua. Keman Ozlo, Hosh Maitzo, the Rabbah, Kerem Nelson. Who does Rabbah's go like? Who Rabbah says that which means right now you see he's dead, so you say the receiver is right. He's dead. Who's that going to go to Rav Nosson? Time within a brisa. We have a story over here that we have Matana that doesn't say not Matnas Bari, not Matnas Shemira. Similar to our Mishnah. This is similar to our Mishnah, not the case of the Gemara, similar to our Mishnah's case. So we have a brisa like this. We have here a star, doesn't say if it was Shemira or Bari, and they're arguing. The Reuven who gave the Matana saying, I was a Shchimer at that time, now I'm better. And the receiver saying, no, you are Bari. So what's the halacha? The Tanya. Mi moitzi miyad mi. So halacha is, who moitzi, this is Rabbi Yaakov Shita, who moitzi miyadeim beloy raya, which means the noisein, the one who's giving Reuven, he's the muchzik, so he keeps the nechasim until the other guys bring a raya, that he was a Bari. And even though right now he's a Bari, and you say, Chalakad Hashtu says that he was a Bari, then we give him a ton of also. We say, no, you have to bring a Raya that I was a Bari. Who might see them below Raya? Vehain, ein might see him yodel Raya. They have to bring a Raya to take it away from the Muxik, the Rabbi Yaakov. And you don't go Basar, Chalakad Hashtu. Rab Nasu Neymer, in Bari, who, if right now he's a Bari, Allah Lahavi Raya. If the Reuven, the one who gave the Matana right now is a Bari, then we say, look, you're a Bari, you probably gave the Matana when you were a Bari. And you have to bring a Raya that you were a Shchimira b'shas when you gave the Matana. You have to bring the Raya. And in Shchimira, who, if you're right in the Shchimira, I lay him love your Raya, he's a Bari. They have to bring a Raya that he gave when he was a Bari. So Rav Nosson says, you go Basa Chazaka Dahashta. This is what Rabbi Nosson says. You go Basa Chazaka Dahashta. And that's beside Rabbi also before. Rabbi says he's dead right now. So we say that he died from that Chayli because you go Basa Chazaka Dahashta. So here we have a machlokes tanoim b'basa chazaka d'hashta. Rabbah holds a Rav Nosson. Agav the Rashbam speaks out. We pass like that because we pass like Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson is dainahu v'nachas lom kudadino. So we pass like Rabbah because we pass like Rav Nosson. So we have here a brisa. The machlokes is who? It's like similar to our Mishnah. This case. Remember this machlokes similar to our Mishnah. We have Nosson Rav Yaakov who takes from who? So Rav Yaakov says the muchzik is always the one who has cheskes mamon. He's the muchzik. Rav Nosson says, no, you look at the guy's status. If right now he's a Bari, so then then it looks like he gave him out as Bari. If he's a Shchimra, then he say Basa Chazaka D'Hashta. So, that's the machlekes over here. Machlekes Tanoim. Omer Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, Dev L'inyan Tumah, it's Lashon of the Rashbam, L'inyan Tumah, Kim Machlekes, the same machlekes Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov about Chazaka D'Hashta, we could apply to Tumah. We know by tumah there's a halacha. Sofik tumah versus a yachid is tameh. If sofik tumah versus a rabbim is tar. What's versus a rabbim when it comes to tumah? It doesn't need 600,000 people. If it has more than three people already, that's called a three people or more. Then already it's considered a reshus harabim in regards to tumah. Now, properties that were being planted, no one walked in it. Let's say a field that they planted. So in the winter when they did the planting, you weren't allowed to walk in that property, and therefore that was considered it was just yachal tumah. But in the summer, when already everything grew already, there's no little seeds, and the stronger the plants are, stronger, either they're cut already or they're stronger, then people did go there, and therefore it's considered reshus harabim. So you have a mishnah like this. We'll see what machlokes chazak d'hash is in a second. The Tanan, bika b'moyse chama reshus yochid l'shabbos reshus harabim l'tumah. A bika in the summer that has a fence around it. So regarding Shabbos is reshus yochid, which means if someone throws something from reshus harabim into this property, he's chayiv. But because of Hachnasa on Shabbos, Haitzah on Hachnasa on Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to carry in that place because it might be a karfif, but it's not a hookah for dira, but it has dinner with Shiyach on Shabbos. V'shus harabim l'tumah, but a bika b'maisachama, which people do walk there, it's considered v'shus harabim l'tumah. B'maisach shabim, the same exact property in the winter when they're planting, v'shus Shiyach l'kam l'kam, it's considered v'shus harabim both. That's the Mishnah about a bika. Zokt Rav Elazar, that we can apply the machlekes chazaka d'hashda to that. What's the shaila? The case was there was tumah one in this property in the bika. There was tumah there. A guy walked in. He's not sure if he walked over the tumah or not. It's a suffolk, right? So suffolk tumah. So it depends when he walked in. If he walked in the summer, so then it's suffolk tumah v'shus harabim and he's tar. If he walked in the winter, so then it's suffolk tumah v'shus yachid and he is tumah. The problem is he doesn't know when he walked. Where do we get? When we get that and say it yet? So Shiloh here is we don't know when he walked in. We don't know when he walked in. When did he walk in to the property in the summer or the winter? When did he walk in? So according to Rab Yaakov, he goes Basa Chazaka. So then you say we assume he walked in the summer and therefore he's tar because you go Basa Cheskas tar of the person. So we say he walked in the summer and it's Shiravim. According to Rab Nosson, we go with the Hashta. If right now it's the winter, then we assume he walked in the winter. If right now it's the summer, we said he walked in the summer. You go with the Chazak of the Hashta. Which is a little peldic Chazak of the Hashta, but first get a claw before I tell you any cash on it. So here, he says that you go with the Chazak of the Hashta. If it's the summer now, so you say, oh, he probably walked in the summer. So he's tar. If it's the winter, you say, oh, he probably walked in the winter and he's tamek. That's a Rab Nosson will hold. That's why I was telling the Machlaikas. The only problem with this is, like Rav Chanan Vasserman asks, that Chazak HaHashta usually tells you, like, we have a suffix of is it winter or summer? So Chazak HaHashta will tell you when it is. But here, winter stayed the same and summer stayed the same. So that was when he walked in. How's Chazak HaHashta going to tell you when he walked into the property? That doesn't make so much sense, but Lamaisa, I saw in the Teretz Shmuel, he tries to say some kind of Teretz, that Lamaisa, it tells you how to fear it. Chazak HaHashta saying, Lamaisa, now it's summer, he probably walked in the summer. That's how it works. But like the bottom, we're saying Inyan Tuma Machlokes. Inyan Tuma Machlokes. So the Gemara Vayta. The next Gemara is a Machlokes Rishonim. What I learned the Gemara. There's at least three Pshatim on the blot. We have the Rashbam, we have Ben Chananel, we have the Ri. We're going to say the Rashbam Pshat. Now on the next Gemara. So according to Rashbam, this Gemara is a Milsa Ba'api Nafsha. Nothing to do the Gemara before. Just it's about this Mishnah of Abika, and he says the Maridik Chiddush. Amar Rabba. Loi shanu, the whole din that we say that Meisachama Bika has din of Shirabim is elshle avru alav Meisach Shamim. Avu avlov Meisach Shamim. Once a winter passes over, so then it gets in the winter it has din of Shiyachid, right? Because you can't walk there. So once it gets din of Shiyachid, it does not lose the Shiyachid anymore. Even then it gets to the summer. Avu avlov Meisach Shamim Shiyachid lekam lekan. It stays with Shiyachid. What's pshat? The Rashbam has one line, 5 lines to the bottom. It says. Either it's a svara or a chumra de rabbanu. He's not sure. But that's the fact. The Rava says that if you pass over a yimaisak shamim, so then it stays once a shiyachid, always a shiyachid. Maybe it's the rabbanu, because once you consider a shiyachid, you want to mix everyone up. So that's why it's considered a shiyachid. That's Rava's halacha, and Tais already asked that what's it doing over here. This Mishnah is discussed in Masechta Shabbos. It's a Mishnah in Tyrus, rather, but it's discussed in Masechta Shabbos. Well, it doesn't belong over here. Here we brought it in for Chazaka the Hashtag. Why bring in Rava's memory here? Now over there, Tais has one of Tais' kashas. Tais gives another kashas like it doesn't make sense. First episode because it passed over Masechta Shabbos Shiachin. That's another kashas of Tais's Ayin Shom, and therefore Tais has a new pshat in the Gemara. Like upon him, that is where. That's Rava's memory. That's what we're coming at right now. We have machlokes Tanoim about chalak of the hashta, or you don't say chalak of the hashta.